We got a fun show today. We are going to talk about a new budding rivalry in the NFL. We're going to see about how MVP candidates fared this weekend. Is there a new answer in New York? One team got an embarrassing win. We're going to tell you about that. And Odell Beckham's bold strategy. We're also going to play over under with these guys. I'd rather have Kaepernick than. But first, why your team sucks with Lonnie Cox.
Hello, everyone. Fancy says hello to our beloved fans. Today, we're going to take a trip to an East Coast city. It's been featured in shows such as The Wire. I have a feeling the embarrassing win that you referred to is bringing us to the city, the beloved city of Baltimore. And I'm wondering if the fans there are wishing that they would have kept the Colts. I believe on this podcast a couple weeks ago, we were saying that they were sneakily one of the best teams in the NFL. If I am not mistaken, they have blown four double-digit leads in the fourth quarter this year. And yesterday, they beat the Denver Broncos by 1 point. I'm just going to read some stats to you. They had three third down conversions out of 13. They threw two interceptions, and Lamar Jackson, I believe, is questionable moving forward for the next couple of weeks. That's bad news. Your defense, I mean, they held Russell Wilson to 9 points, which honestly, if there was no other team on the field, he might only score 9 points. That's not very impressive to me. Yeah, like it's a bad look. Just to give you a little perspective, the Denver Broncos, who I believe, if I'm not mistaken, are ranked in the bottom five of NFL offensive.
They're really bad.
I was having an argument about this today that let's scroll down to the bottom. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So the Broncos are the 26th total overall offense in the NFL, and the Baltimore Ravens only scored 10 points. What is going on in Baltimore?
Lamar actually did go. He went out pretty early in that game.
So
that's a lot of why they sucked. I was actually kind of impressed because they did get it was a game-winning drive. They were down the whole game. Lamar went out. He got hurt. Yeah, the Ravens are not the team we thought they were going to be. Rashad Bateman injury was bigger than it appeared at the time. They've had a bunch of running backs get hurt, and Denver's defense is better. Let's say this, they're a lot better than their offense. That's for sure.
They have the number two total defense in the NFL. Did you know that?
I did not know that. Does not surprise me. Denver's defense has been doing their job, which is why they seem like they're in a lot of close games, but Russ just sucks. The whole offense is a disaster. They were winning the whole game. Lamar went out relatively early. He's probably still going to be out next week with a knee injury. It's not catastrophic, but it was Tyler Huntley coming in and just trying to figure it out on the fly a little bit. And to his credit, he did put together a game-winning drive where they scored a touchdown, went ahead, got the win. So the Ravens pulled through. Really, it was mostly the Broncos just like snatching defeat from the jaws of victory again. So, but yeah, the Ravens are in trouble. Completely agree with that for sure. So, but it was mostly absent Lamar, which was what was happening there. So, that was significant. We were high on the Ravens. I don't think the Ravens are going to make any noise in the playoffs, assuming they even make it in, which they still probably will. They're 8-4, but it's a pretty shaky 8-4. The new rivalry that was so exciting to watch, and this is growing, was the Bengals and the Chiefs. Dude, that game was fire. Holy shit. Joe Burrow, 3-0 against Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs. He's beaten them three times, they said, in this calendar year, in the last 12 months, including the AFC Championship game. Did you guys catch this? What are your thoughts on the Burrow? I almost said Manning. It's reminiscent of the Brady Manning early kind of rivalry forming. Not the same division. I like it. What do you guys think?
I mean, can you really call it a rivalry? Seems like Joe Burrow's is like one on three, dog. He's got the rubber match, man. I think he might have his number. Like, I really do. This might be like Patrick Mahomes' Great Mountain.
You know what I think is it says a lot more about the Bengals than it says about the Chiefs. Like, I think you're seeing why the Bengals have been so successful recently. It's that they show up in the big moments. You know, like Joe Mixon goes down, Samaje Perine comes in and scored 24 fantasy points yesterday. Like, they are just kind of clicking on all cylinders. The offense is working. The defense is still gangsters. Like, it's just a great team. I think Cincinnati is kind of, you know, you ever get the sense that like certain teams, they just get tired of being shitty, you know, and they finally get things going. Like Golden State Warriors come to mind for that. Like Golden State Warriors were trash forever. And then all of a sudden they just started to put pieces together. And now we will never, ever think of Golden State that way again.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I think Cincinnati is finally starting to like knock on the door of becoming like a legit team. You could argue that the Kansas City Chiefs were, it used to be like that. The Saints used to be that way. Mm-hmm. You know, like there were certain teams that were just trash forever. Right. Cincinnati was an afterthought. Not Herm Edwards, what was the name of their coach? You know who I'm talking about, the black dude, light-skinned black dude. I'm trying to think of his name.
Marvin
Jones?
No, not Jones. Anyway,
he would get them there. The Ocho Cinco years, you know,
he made them respectable,
right?
With the Carson Palmer, they had a couple pretty good seasons. They won the division a couple times, but
they would always lose first round of the playoffs. They couldn't get past the hump.
But this is them taking the next step to being elite.
Yep,
Joe
Burrow is having, it's just really exciting for the NFL because now you've got a loaded young AFC. You know, you've got Josh Allen, you've got Joe Burrow, you've got Pat Mahomes. It's exciting. It's young. It's going to be around for a while if everybody stays healthy. It's exciting. You know, like they've got teams to build on, games to really watch.
Playoff rivalries. That's why I say rivalry, because this is turning into a rivalry. Granted, it's been one-sided, but it's still a rivalry because let's be honest, the Chiefs have been to the Super Bowl a couple times. They've won one, you know, so he's still got that chip. Mahomes has an MVP, Joe Burrow doesn't. So there, he's got an edge overall. And that's why I say it's reminiscent of the early Brady Manning rivalry, because Brady owned Manning, but Manning was like the gunslinger, the big numbers, but Brady would show up in the big games and always put him down. And that's what kind of reminds me of it a little bit. I like it. It's so good. I hope we see them in the playoffs again this year. And I have a feeling that we very well could. The Bills might have something to say about it. Depends on the seeding and how that plays out. But man, I would love to see another Bengals Chiefs game at some point. Getting Jamar Chase back for that game, and he looked 100%. He said he wasn't coming back till he was 100%, was huge for them, obviously.
Jamar Chase is a stud, dude. Two on one, like it's nothing out
there. Yeah, he was blowing the doors off of their defense. The Chiefs just cannot. They just really have matchup problems. And the Bengals offensive line, we talked about at the beginning of the season, they addressed the offensive line. They didn't look good early. Now they're coming together. They're gelling. The running game, the screens, the passing game. It's all looking good. They're getting hot at the right time, and I love it. It's like, how are they underdogs again, but still like this like dark horse in the AFC coming off of a Super Bowl run? They're like the underdogs, and I love it, which is also reminiscent of the early Patriots. They were always kind of underdogs the first few years with Brady. Joe Burrow's got that juice. I like it. Let's see. Tua got outplayed by Mr. Irrelevant. Speaking of MVP candidates losing.
What happened?
That is what Tua was. He was off, man. He was way off.
Yeah, Tua was off, but also we didn't have Armstead there. There are a lot of, it's not like our offense got outplayed. I'd say your defense outplayed us.
There's, all right, so granted, Mr. Irrelevant, last pick in the draft this year was, I don't even fucking know his name, whatever, whoever the guy that came in and filled in for Jimmy G with his season-ending foot injury, which fucking sucks for Jimmy G. But this dude came in and he actually played pretty well. Granted, it's a pretty relatively easy offense to run because it makes Jimmy G look good. It's a lot of game manager kind of stuff. Throw the ball accurately, get it in your playmaker's hands.
Christian McCaffrey, dude. That dude is so dangerous, dude. Like,
yeah.
Or I don't know how. Everyone kept out running him and then ended up chasing him every fucking play. I was like, what are you guys?
Do you think you got an angle on him and then you don't? But no. But Tua was off, man.
I agree. I heard something about his shoulder.
Yeah.
This morning.
Okay. Well, that would make sense for why he was way off on a bunch of throws in the first half.
I mean, also, let's not forget that Mike McDaniels was their offensive coordinator. That defense went up against him in practice every single day. So they know his tendencies. They know how he thinks. Like, one thing I am coming away from this, and like Vital, I think you're going to be very happy, is like Mike McDaniels is the fucking man. You see him on the sideline saying like, I fucked up.
I did see that, yeah.
You know, every time like you see a recording of him on the sidelines, like he's kind of a goofball. You know, him talking to what's the fullback's name? Nick Ingold, something like that.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I really like that thing where like that guy was gonna tackle you and you like didn't let him tackle you and he kind of fucks around and you can tell that he's like kind of a player's coach, but also has the X's and O's kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That's a rare combination of things to see. He's extremely smart, a Yale graduate. Like, I'm just becoming a big Mike McDaniel fan.
Yeah.
I think, you know, the future is bright in Miami. Definitely. Like,
for sure.
Yeah. So, I'm not going to look too into the 49ers beating up on the Dolphins this week.
The 49ers defense is for sure legit. They proved that.
Absolutely.
I still think
Bosa, I'll do anything to get him on my team right now, dude. My soul. I will give it up for this dude on our team.
He was all over Tua. But so
quick.
If Tua isn't off in the first half, I do think that game is close. It still might go the 49ers way, but Tua was missing a lot of throws badly in the first half and they got down. Does his performance hurt his MVP candidacy in this loss? I think he takes a notch down.
I mean, maybe he takes a notch down, but I still think there's time for him to still make it up. Because you got to remember, the first throw of the game was a 70-yard TD. It's not like
he still made some plays, but he didn't have a great game. And this season, it's kind of looking like it's going to come down to which quarterback has no bad games or the least number of bad games.
Well, I'm saying they've all had bad games. Tua, if we're really looking at the numbers, this is probably Tua's only bad game, right? Aside from the three he missed.
Sure, yeah. They did fall a notch behind the Bills, though. That's a big deal. Not just for the Dolphins. That's actually a big deal for you in our podcast competition. You also fell a notch behind me, and your leg up is kind of dependent on the Dolphins finishing first in the division.
Because that's too easy. All we got to do is clean up the Bills.
Yeah, the Bills don't look easy to clean up right now, man.
Sweep them.
Okay.
Send them home.
I don't know, man. I think you're in trouble there.
I'm not bothered. Kings in the
All right. East. Okay. Speaking of a little fantasy trash talk, we came into this week, so we are pretty much done with our regular season. Vital finished dead last. We knew that was going to happen last week. There's still the playoffs. You have time to make up for it. But the playoff teams are all pretty – everybody's looking pretty legit. We started the week, I was 96 points behind Lonnie for the point championship total in our league, which is like a $50 bonus. I outscored you by 102 after your sack correction. I didn't think I had a chance. Dude, my team went crazy. Mostly, no, actually it was everybody. It wasn't mostly one player. It was like every single player I had went fucking bananas.
I think you had the highest scoring performance of the season.
Of the season, yeah. 230.3, yeah. I think I put That's up. Crazy, dude. It was unbelievable. Jalen Waddle going out after I traded him for Tyreek Hill definitely helped a lot. Because you never know which way it's going to swing, Waddle or Hill. It's more often Hill, but it also swings Waddle sometimes. And he was also injured. He came back in the game, but that did hurt the Dolphins as well. So now I'm in at the sixth seed, but I have to play Terry Wayne, which is actually not looking like his team. He's the team I traded Deshaun Watson to. And Deshaun Watson, that is actually the embarrassing win that I was going to talk about. The Browns, the Cleveland Browns got an embarrassing win. That game was ugly. Deshaun Watson played not good. Their offense didn't look good. Their defense actually was on my fantasy team, scored 31 points. Defense scored like 3 touchdowns. So not embarrassing from a defensive standpoint, but like they look pretty bad against a bad Houston defense. We were both high, or so me and Lonnie at least were high on Deshaun Watson going into this game, thinking he was going to look pretty good. Is this just like first game back rust, or I mean, yeah. What do you expect?
You have to get reps. There was a lot of shit. He got booed coming out. You know,
there was an emotional element to it. Yeah, it was in Houston. You think he's going to be better going forward, like next couple weeks?
I mean, it'd be hard not to. The ceiling was.
It was pretty bad. Yeah, that was an embarrassing win for I'd say for the Browns. They were. You don't walk away from that game unless you're the defense. Obviously, the defensive players. Or like, yay, great. But like as a team, you don't walk away from that game being like, yeah, what a great win. You know what I mean? That was like, we got a lot to work on, even though we blew out the Texans. Panthers released Baker Mayfield. No big surprise there. But this comes the day after Jimmy G goes out for the season. Now, the 49ers signed Josh Johnson, I think it was, yep, off Josh the off the Broncos practice squad, which maybe the Broncos should have signed him, but they signed him off their practice squad, him off the practice squad, a long time backup, NFL backup, professional backup. Do you think the 49ers would be a better team with Baker Mayfield right now? Mm. I mean, than Josh Johnson or Mr. Irrelevant as their quarterback? You've got a playoff team. Does Baker give him a better chance to win than these other guys? Familiarity with Christian McCaffrey is helpful, maybe to some degree. It's not a hard offense to run. Do you think Baker Mayfield would be an upgrade for this team going into the playoffs?
I don't think so, because I think the whole thing about San Fran's quarterback and the key to success is that they protect the ball and make smart decisions. I think that's Baker's problem more than anything. Is very bad decision-making. That, like, derailed their entire offense. Like,
yeah. Good point. Inaccuracy also. Like, you need to be accurate on short throws, which he's not been known for. Lonnie, what do you think? Do you think Baker is an upgrade if they sign him?
I mean, God, it's hard to say, you know?
Experience does count for something.
Sure. I mean, listen, the guy can perform. You know, he's the Heisman Trophy winner. Like, he's not nobody. I don't know exactly what's going on behind the scenes in Carolina. I think PJ Walker coming in and just exploding on that offense really didn't do well for him. He also might have been a Matt Rhule kind of guided signing, so that might have something to do with it as well.
Sam Darnold played well coming
yeah,
off.
Yeah, I mean, he looked like shit. You know what I mean? Yes. So, God.
If you're the Niners, do you pick him up? I mean – you want to make a playoff push. He's like, you got zero amount of experience right now on your roster with quarterbacks in the playoffs. Baker's won playoff games.
Yeah. I know. You know, you got to say, right? You got to think that it'd be better.
I do. I want to say it would be better. I think you at least give him a chance to come in and compete. Because right now, what else are you looking at? And you have a roster that like needs to, you know, like, you got to put somebody at the helm that guys can get behind. And I just don't know that their last pick in the draft is that guy. I mean, he did good and everything, but they weren't, you know, I don't know. So you see guys come in and they're like, hey, first time on the field. And ooh, it was one of those like beginner's luck almost kind of situations. Not that he was lucky. He made good throws and everything, but I just don't know if you trust that guy with, like, this team is a Super Bowl team with a halfway decent quarterback. Is there anybody else out there also? I'm assuming since Josh Johnson was their signing that there isn't. Cam Newton is like, is there, I mean, what else you got? I know the Colts just signed Nick Foles. Foles is probably bumming that he did that, because I bet the Niners would have picked him up, given him a shot. He signed with the Colts, I think, the day before.
This is literally his specialty.
It is. I know. Like, I know you can't trade, that the trade deadline has passed, but I wonder if Foles could be like, hey, listen, can you guys cut me? Like, is that,
you can ask for a release, but why would the Colts agree to it?
I don't know. Yeah. Well, because they have nowhere to go, and Nick Foles could legitimately go win a Super Bowl, another Super Bowl with the 49ers.
Yeah, but what does that do for me?
The Colts? I don't know. Like make it feel like, come back to us after, please.
Yeah.
I don't know. It's a weird situation. He would have been probably the guy, though. All right. Mike White with the Jets. Is Mike White, we can also loop back to that. But Mike White with the Jets, another good game. They lost, but another good showing. Is Mike White the answer in New York?
For now.
At least fantasy-wise, absolutely. If you guys haven't got him, man, like...
Fantasy-wise, reality-wise, I mean, can Mike White win this starting job this year? Can he make the Jets not look for another quarterback in the offseason, do you think?
I think he's playing great, and I think if Zach Wilson was in that game, they would have lost worse. Like, I truly believe that. I think Mike White played great. Like, I think it's his position to lose.
Yeah. He looked pretty good. I like to see him in the playoffs. I want to see if he can do anything in the playoffs. That team is built to win. It was an exciting game. They gave the Vikings, who are pretty good, a run for their money. So the Eagles and the Cowboys both dominated their games, which was expected. They were supposed to do that. They did what they're supposed to do. But did you guys hear who won the Giants and the Commanders game?
No, they tied. Yeah, I saw that. No. I watched that whole game, dude.
They tied?
Seahawks. Yeah. The Seahawks won that game.
Oh, yeah, because they're both fighting for the... What a trash division. Weren't they calling themselves the NFC Beast before? Everyone kept telling me how good they were.
I mean, they all still have winning records. That was a tough game. It was supposed to be a very close game, and it was finished as close as it could be. But the Seahawks were definitely the winners of the Giants and the Commanders game. They moved, I think they moved back into a playoff spot, and the Commanders are sitting on the outside looking in. The Cowboys also benefited somewhat from that, but the Cowboys look like that defense looks so good. Right now, are you picking the Cowboys or the Eagles in the playoffs? Eagles are probably going to get the first round bye, but who looks better to you right now? The Cowboys or the Eagles? Right now, I say those are the top two teams in the NFC, barring some 49ers miraculous signing of some quarterback we forgot about.
I don't want to say it, but I think the Cowboys. Like, I don't want to say it, but yeah, man, they looked so good last night.
Yeah. Oh. The Eagles also won in a blowout win fashion, so... it's just strength against strength. That defense, Cowboys defense against the Eagles offense. Are they playing again this year? They are, aren't they?
Yeah, I believe so.
That's going to have a lot to do with it. I don't know that the Cowboys can catch them in the division for the standings, but that's going to be a pretty important game going into the playoffs, some like mental and emotional side of things. So apparently Odell Beckham visited the Cowboys today, or is visiting the Cowboys. I don't know.
Yep.
His strategy is to not work out for any team and just be like, give me your money. Multi-year deal. He's cleared medically, but he's not working out for these teams. That's like what he's saying going into this. Do you like this strategy? Do you think this is smart? Do you think it changes who ends up signing him? Lonnie, you're the Cowboys GM now. What do you think? You signing him?
Yeah. I mean, whatever. I mean,
you the saw upside, him. You last know? Time we saw him was scoring a touchdown in the Super Bowl.
Right.
And being a great teammate, by the way, and they loved him with the Rams. They wanted him back. Are you signing him sight unseen to a 3-year deal?
Is that what he wants?
Nah, probably. Let's assume.
Yes. Take the shot, win the Super Bowl. Because if he's there, it's just such a high ceiling, you know?
I mean, he could be the greatest decoy in Super Bowl history, even if he's not 100%.
Right.
Just put him out there, you know, like, who else? What are you going to do? Single cover him and hope that it works? Vital, you signing him to a 3-year deal in the hopes of winning the Super Bowl this year and just eating that money potentially the next couple of years?
Again, I don't want to, but yeah, if you're the Cowboys, you got to. I feel like sometimes they do play it safe. Like, we're going to have a good team. Like, even when it's their time to strike, they just miss it. So I think this is prime. I don't know. It's them or the Eagles. And so whoever is there is going to be in the Super Bowl, right?
It looks like that now, yeah. I mean, 49ers quarterback play is a huge question mark right now. I don't think the Vikings are on the level with the Cowboys or the Eagles.
Agreed.
Nobody else in the NFC is scary. I think you got to do it if you're the Cowboys. You got, because yes, you know the Giants are will offer him whatever. You know, they'll be like, sure, we'll sign you to a 3-year deal. We have no receivers. We like you. You're fun. You put people, he'll sell tickets if nothing else for the Giants. All right, yeah. So sight unseen, you're taking the chance on rolling the dice with him. Long term, 3-year deal, whatever.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, I say absolutely too. I'm curious to see if they do it, but I would absolutely do it as well. And then this was also, have you guys seen any of these Marshawn Lynch clips on Thursday Night Football? You gotta go online, Google Marshawn Lynch Amazon Prime clips. Like, it is so amazing. This week he was in Buffalo. This past week he was in Buffalo for the Bills game. He went to some arcade because he used to play for the Bills. That was like his first team. He went to some like arcade place that he used to hang out at. And there's just like a bunch of clips of him literally swearing at little kids. Like, not like in a mean way, but just like, he's like, yeah, you little, and then just bleep, 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 bleep. You kids want to play. You want to get your bleep, bleep, bleep. Like, he's like talking trash, swearing at these little kids, trying to get them to play video games with him. It's incredible. Like, it's the greatest thing on television right now. I can't get enough of it. So I don't know what he's got next on the lineup, but like, it's mostly bleeped out audio and definitely like swearing at small children. I don't know how many waivers had to be signed for this to happen, but it's just incredible. These kids highlighted their life probably. All right. So let's play a little over under. This is, we didn't bring this up earlier, but we'll talk about it real quick. And then it's kind of an over under, but it's kind of like a, which team do you like? The Lions and the Raiders both got pretty solid wins to improve to 5-7. Lions blew out the Jags. And the Raiders beat the Chargers, who really needed that win. And the Raiders looked good doing it. A couple, you know, big plays to Davante Adams. They're on kind of a hot streak, both teams. One in the AFC, one in the AFC, and they're both pretty far on the outside looking in terms of the playoff picture, but we got 5 more games to go. Who is more likely to make a play, to run, probably have to run the table and get into the playoffs? Both of these teams look like they're going to be really tough to beat down the stretch. Lions or Raiders?
Definitely, I think the Raiders. Just their roster is just so much more talented, man. You see Josh Jacobs, you see Davante Adams, dude, they're fucking killers. And then who else is there?
But they might even be getting Waller and Renfro back soon, which you want to talk about a good time to get healthy when your team's already on a hot streak. They got a nice little, Jacobs is great, but they got a little committee going back there. Amir Abdullah is making noise in the backfield as their third down back. He looks real good. what's their other, Mac Hollins is came out of nowhere as a number two receiver, and he's had a great season. The AFC is just so tough to get in, probably.
But yeah, but I don't know. I don't think Detroit's that good. I think Detroit just has the Jags number. Don't they always beat them at home? Isn't that like a thing right now? Like,
I mean, Detroit almost beat the Bills 2 weeks ago. So Detroit is looking pretty.
I think Detroit's coming back. I think Detroit's coming up a little bit.
They are coming up a little bit. They got Jameson Williams, the rookie wide receiver. He's finally playing. They also got DJ Chark back. So their receiving core is looking really tough to deal with right now. And DeAndre Swift has gotten healthy. He looks just, you know, he looks like a, you know, it's like him and Tony Pollard are like these pass catching scat backs that are just a nightmare. Plus they got a thumper with Jamal Williams. I kind of think the Lions are more likely.
I like the Lions too.
It's just it's partly because of the NFC, but I think the Lions, I think if the Lions run the table, I think they're in. Flat out 10-7, I believe, would get the Lions in the playoffs. I don't think either team is going to do it, but I like both of them, and I want to see one of them make a real solid run. We got a bunch of games to go. The Raiders' schedule is not terrible though, so it's going to be good to watch. I especially while those teams have something to fight for, you do not want to run into them if you're a team that needs a win right now. All right. If Baker Mayfield becomes the starting quarterback for the 49ers, this is a big hypothetical. If he does become the starting quarterback, how many playoff wins are you giving them? I'm putting the over under at 1.5 playoff wins for the 49ers, Baker Mayfield at the helm. Taking the over or the under?
Under hard. I'll bet the house.
Under hard. Vital's not a believer in those 49ers. I just think their defense might win them a game, period.
I guess it depends on who they play, but no, I don't believe
they could play the Bucks, you know, who we're gonna see tonight. We'll talk about that game. Somebody's gonna play a NFC South team. That's just the bottom line. So over under, Lonnie, 1.5 wins, Baker Mayfield at the helm.
Under.
You didn't like finish.
Under. Okay. I think I would take. God, they're so talented, though. They're so good. He doesn't have to do anything. They just stomped on the Dolphins with nobody at quarterback. I believe
in the regular season, maybe, but this is going to be the playoffs when everyone's good and everyone's going to be at their best, hopefully.
I think I'd give them the over. I think they get two playoff wins if they put Baker behind the helm. That's it. Barely. I think they get two wins, though. Not because of him, but almost in spite of him. But
how much money do you owe your bookie? Tell the truth, Nick.
Oh, I'm on a hot streak right now with the I'm just doing the 14 teasers. I don't bet a lot of money, but I think I've hit like four teasers in a row right now. So this is a good time of year for teasers. I'm doing well. This year's been good to me so far. Knock on something that's not wood, probably. Here's another. This is the last one we'll do for over under. The number of times Joe Burrow will beat Patrick Mahomes in his career. He's currently got 3 wins over Pat Mahomes, and this is including playoff wins. I'm going to set the over under at 7. Burrow over Mahomes. 4 more wins? More than 4 more wins or less than 4 more wins?
I'll take the over.
Saying he's going to beat him 5 more times in his career, playoffs included. Playoffs are a big factor, I think, in this over-under. And they're not in the same division, but they could end up being in the same division.
Are they going to make them play once a year from now on? Or
it, you know, it kind of feels like that. That's one of the reasons I brought up the Brady-Manning rivalry, because they made those guys, as soon as they saw the ratings for those games, they were like, well, you guys are playing every year. We don't care. Also, it's good for playoff seeding, too. I think they're going to play every year for the next 7 or 8 years. It's just too good for the NFL to not do that.
Right.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. They're playing that often. Yeah, for sure.
Over 5 more wins?
Yeah.
Okay. I'll go over 2. I think it's going to be real close, though. I think it's going to be a lot of tight battles going back.
And I think eventually Mahomes might overtake him. I'm not saying that, but I think they're just going to play way more than, like,
they're going to play a lot of games, I think. Yeah, I think we could see 10 to 12 more Bengals, 10 to 12 more Mahomes Burrow matchups, even just with those teams, because they're young. All right, we got a couple of injuries. We talked about Lamar Jackson. Kenneth Walker went out. Fantasy wise, this is going to be a tough situation. Our fantasy playoffs start this week, and there are teams with players on buys, which is tough to manage, but that's, you know, that's part of what the deal was going into it. Knowing if you're drafting a week 14 player and you're playing, we're starting playoffs a week or week 14. So a couple waivers options. Zonovan Knight, the running back for the Jets, look pretty good. Cam Akers coming back to relevance. He had a decent fantasy day. Corey Davis for the Jets looked pretty good. Jared Goff, we talked about him. I think he's got a nice matchup. DJ Dallas, if Kenneth Walker can't go, DJ Dallas is a good option. And Evan Ingram finally scored a touchdown. They've been trying to get him in the end zone, the Jags have, and he finally scored a touchdown. But Ingram's getting targets in the end zone. That's what you want from your tight end. So if you need a tight end, you got him. All right. Now on to players we don't want. I'd rather have Kaepernick than. Recap of last week. We all picked very well last week. I took Russell Wilson, 7.66. Vital took Matt Ryan, 8.12. But Lonnie took Kyle Allen with a 7.14. We were all within 1 point, basically, of each other. That was crazy. It was very tight. So, Vital, you lost in a close one that you really kind of needed. You fell 1 point behind me. Lonnie's definitely pulling away from both of us as of right now. You get first pick. Who do you like this week? We got some – there's a lot of buys. There's a lot of – it's a tough week to pick.
Let me go over some of these matchups.
There's some – a couple bad ones, but there's not that many. There's a good number of teams on buys. Let's see what we got.
Let's see.
Week 14 – we got, and there's also some question marks. Like, you still never know with like the Rams. Who are the Rams going to trot out there at?
Yeah, who are the Panthers QB going to be? Are they going to go PJ Walker? Is that what it is now?
I don't know, man. Sam Darnold might be playing again because he played. Kyle Allen at Dallas is a nice matchup, I think. The 49ers, that's a big question mark. Like, you want to say I'll take Brock Purdy as Mr. Irrelevance name against the Bucs D. But what if they start somebody else? Who knows?
Yeah, you know, there's no one really to take. Yeah. I guess I have to do.
Mike White at Buffalo is interesting.
No, it's going to be a shootout, bro.
At Buffalo, what's the weather going to be like, though? It could be bad weather. Oh. Russell Wilson is playing again in a football game this week. So he's usually really bad. He's playing against the Chiefs. He will probably have to throw it a lot, but also that means a lot of dropbacks, maybe a lot of sacks, maybe a lot of picks.
I'm gonna keep it in Texas, like all my exes, and Kyle Allen.
That's probably one of the safer picks.
Yeah, man.
Because even like John Wolford, if he starts for the Rams, they're playing against the Raiders, who don't have a great
terrible secondary.
Yeah, Sam Darnold. At Seattle, like their defense hasn't been great, and Darnold looked better last week. Man, didn't Mike White have a really bad game last year after he played a couple good games?
Yeah.
I'm on the fence between Mike White or Russell Wilson against the Chiefs. I think I'm gonna go Russ. Again, he's done.
You know how many points Russ scored this week?
Yeah, I had him. He was why I beat you. 7.6. It was bad. It was really bad. And I think the Chiefs defense is maybe better than the Ravens defense. All right. So you got Vital. You took Kyle Allen. That was it's a home run, probably. Lonnie, who you got?
Yeah, Kyle Allen's probably the pick of the week.
Mike White against that Bills defense. If it's bad weather in Buffalo, that's what was kind of maybe swaying me a little bit. But he's been playing well. It's hard to pick him. It's just not a lot of other. Yeah, it's like Mike White, Sam Darnold.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Mike White.
Mike White, yeah. Not a lot of choices for bad quarterbacks this week. We'll see how we do. All right. Do we need anything for tonight's game? You guys are your matchup's pretty much done, right?
Yeah, our players are played, I think.
You guys are all done. I need to make sure. I need three players not to get 150 points total, I think, for me to win. So I feel pretty good about that. And what do we got for who do we like before we do our I don't like either of these teams. What do you guys think? Somebody has to win this game. Somebody has to win this division. Do you think the Bucks get it done tonight, or you think the Saints bounce back? Bucks?
I like the Bucks, yeah.
Vital, who do you like tonight?
Yeah, I guess the Bucks. Yeah.
It's so hard.
The whole division's trash, man.
The whole division is so terrible. I'm glad we're playing DraftKings, because otherwise it would be hard to watch this game. And then, so who's your DraftKings captain? Who'd you guys pick?
Timmy, I actually went with Chris Olave. I think they're going to be playing from behind. I'm going to get some garbage time.
Okay. And you took TB12?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I took Alvin Kamara. Kind of the same thought process, though. Throwing the ball, but throwing the ball short to Kamara. You know, I just think he's going to get the work. All right, good. Cool. Well, we'll see how that goes out tonight. You guys got any shows you want to promo for this weekend or this week? I know me and Lonnie, we're on a show Thursday. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unseen Creatures in Miami.
Kind of, I will see you then.
It's going to be fun.
Yeah.
Can you watch football at that show? Is there going to be a TV on where you can watch the Thursday night game?
Probably. I don't know. I don't remember off the top of my head. I would imagine so.
I forget who's playing on Thursday, but I feel like right. It's going to be relevant somehow, way, shape, or form with the playoffs starting or trying to make the playoffs. Vital, what do you got? You got anything coming up?
No, next week. We got stuff, but
cool.
Chilling this week.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. I'll see you guys tomorrow night, or Vital, I'll see you tomorrow night, maybe Bruce Room. You going to come through?
Yeah, I'll be there.
All right. Sounds good. Okay. Well, everybody for watching. Thank you for watching and listening on, you can watch us on YouTube, follow our clips on Instagram. You can listen to us on all the podcast websites. Thank you again. And we'll see you guys next week.
See you soon.
All right.